So, I am recording this episode for a second time because my laptop, for some reason, had destroyed some of the segments of my previous recording. So now I'm just gonna reread everything I just read. But today I'm going to be reading everybody's horoscope today for their zodiac signs. And yeah, let's get started. So, I'm gonna start off with Aries, and remember, guys, all these horoscopes for each zodiac sign is for today, October 3rd, 2018. So, for Aries, it's great that you're so darn good at concentrating despite all the fun and chaos going on around you. You are keeping your eye on the ball and impressing people left and right. This laser focus will continue for quite a while, but is especially strong today. Take advantage of it if you devote some time to working on an organizational scheme for an upcoming trip or social commitment. You'll get everything done within plenty of time. All right, guys, I'm gonna try and do the rest of these all in one take. So, next we have up is Taurus. So, for all you Tauruses out there, it's a wise person who uses their wits to get through the tough days, but it's an even wiser person who utilizes all the people and resources around them as well. So if you're feeling like your back is up against the wall at any point today, reach out for help and guidance you need. There's nothing to be ashamed of when you need a helping hand. Put yourself in the other person's place. If you saw a friend or coworker struggling, you would give them the help they needed, right? Which is totally true. All right, next up we have is Gemini. So for all you Geminis out there, lately you've become so engrossed in the exciting changes going on in your life that you may be missing some large correction, some long-range opportunities. Try to move your focus away from the current task and toward what's left to tackle your ambitious to-do list. It's time to think about your future and start laying the groundwork for the new direction you want to take. The scope doesn't have to be too wide, just contemplate where you'd like to be by the end of the year. All right, next up is Cancer. So, for all you Cancers out there, while walking down the street or driving in your car alone, today, you'll feel a sense of peace in your solitude. Expand this feeling. Keep to yourself as much as you can today. It's a good idea to move away from the hustle and bustle of the rest of the world right now. There are tribal pressures that shouldn't be your concern, and it's too easy to get your priorities mixed up. You're at a highly suggestible phase of life, and you should count on your own compass for guidance. Sorry, had to stop recording. A big loud plane or helicopter flew by. But anyways, on to Leo. So for Leos, the activity of others around you are starting to overshadow your life. It's wonderful to support the people who are struggling or applaud the ones who are doing well, but are you reserving enough energy for yourself? Right now, there's a lot of noise around you, and it's distracting you from what you really should be paying attention to, yourself. Today, get away on your own, even if it's just for an hour, and do whatever you feel like doing to relax. We're on to Virgo now. So, for you Virgos out there, any internal turmoil you're experiencing today will be muted by the dramas going on with some of your friends. Their conflicts and announcements will be a welcome distraction from the stuff you're struggling with. It seems that by comparison, your problems aren't so bad after all. Avoid getting too involved in their lives, just observe and listen from a distance. Apply their experiences to your life and adjust your attitude accordingly. Next up, we have a Libra. And for Libras today, a sudden interest in the simple things in life is driving you into a more Spartan phase of living. Toss out the old, unused, or worn-out items and don't bother replacing them. Instead, learn to go without for a while it'll be a very educational experience. Once you go back to a more materialistic lifestyle, if you ever do, you'll truly understand the value of the things and people in your life. With just a little bit of imagination, small things can feel like a very big luxury. Next up is Scorpio, which is my very own zodiac sign. So for us Scorpios, you're privy to a lot of secrets and insider information today. So use all of it wisely, which probably means you shouldn't use it at all. The bottom line is that you're in the center of a few potential firestorms, and you have the power to make things happen, and the power to keep events peaceful and quiet. If you're in the mood for major drama, feel free to let some stuff spill and watch the fireworks, but if you're enjoying the harmony, keep quiet and smile. Now, on to Sagittarius. So for Sagittarius, someone around you may be entering a new phase of struggles today, and it will affect you. Instead of trying to distance yourself from their stress or sorrow, get in there and show them that you're on their side. Other people may warn you about being taken advantage, but you know what you're doing. This relationship is between you and the other person. The people living on the outside of the circle simply don't know what's really going on. Alright, up next is Capricorn, which is my fiancé zodiac sign, so let's see what that has to say for today. So for all you Capricorns, it's all about pushing boundaries today. Be the first person to bring up a taboo topic. Watch how everyone reacts. Chances are they're not afraid to talk about it. You're able to trigger some interesting responses and get a long conversation going. The skill you have for inspiring others to take may overlap into other areas of your life as well. Whether you share your tips on a hot new spot in town or post a review of your favorite restaurant, get your controversial opinions out there. Alright, next up is Aquarius. So for you Aquarius people out there, the issue of control is a big one today. Someone wants some of the power you have, and you think you don't have enough. This struggle may make you feel protective of the control you do have, but holding on too tightly right now isn't wise. It's too short-sighted. If things aren't working out the way you want, or if people aren't acting in the manner you prefer, your lack of power isn't to blame. It's just the way things are, and sometimes it just happens to be like that. Respect that. Now, on to our very last zodiac sign, which is Pisces. So for Pisces, a sweeping momentum carries you through the entire day, and it's quite a ride. Don't get too caught up, though, in all the excitement and the laughter that's surrounding you. There are many details you need to pay attention to if you want to keep on a positive track. Think big, and getting distracted by long-range ideas won't help you right now. Instead, listen to the words people are using and dates being chosen. These small details will have a huge influence. Okay, so those were all the zodiac horoscopes today, but I want to add something else at the end here. So I thought I would go over to the cosmic calendar and just see what it has to say for today, for October 3rd, 2018. Alright, so for today, on the cosmic calendar, are you sensing some potential cosmic dangers lurking ahead in the shadows? If so, your intuition is correct, as love goddess and alchemy active Venus in Scorpio is nearing a precise station and shifting from direct to retrograde motion on Friday. While this disturbing slowdown by Venus is beginning to be felt far and wide, the moon in Cancer makes another nurturing grand triangle in water signs, by forming harmonious trines with the king, with king of the gods Jupiter in Scorpio, 1:34 a.m., and wounded healer trine in Pisces at 1:37 p.m. While any sky configuration of this type holds a lot of potential blessings across the board, the moon's trine to Jupiter also starts a 12-hour void lunar twilight zone that continues in force until the roar of the lion is heard when the moon glides into the fiery Leo, 2:13 p.m. Moments before this lunar shift takes place, the Cosmo attempts to lower the boom on the mortals via a testy parallel between the red planets Mars and distant Pluto, 2:08 p.m. Let go of old grievances or angry feelings before they can turn into a torrent of unnecessary volatility. Strive for serenity and stop worrying about things you can't change. Also, note to readers, all times are now calculated for Pacific Daylight Time. Be sure to adjust all times according to your own local time so the alignments noted will be exact for your location. Well, I mean, that's it when it comes for astrology. That's all I had to say today. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you haven't already, please favorite it. Please give it a like, or in this case for this app, it is called an applaud. And also share this podcast so other people can know their horoscope today for October 3rd, 2018. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you and hear from you tomorrow.